Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by K-Brush Concrete, serving the entire Central Coast for more than a decade. Call Kevin at K-Brush Concrete, 423-4033.
The believers in socialized medicine, which for selling purposes they refer to as national health insurance, occasionally try to arouse our guilt feelings by saying how far we are behind other more enlightened nations. They talk of a total government medical program replacing our present pluralistic system of government help for the needy plus private fee for service. But they shy away from any actual comparison with nations which have total government-run health care. One of the most persistent advocates of government medicine, Senator Kennedy, visited a nursing home in Denmark for 2 hours and was quite pleased with what he saw. Apparently, however, he never heard the Danish administrator of their socialized health plan say, "Don't ask me how to control medical costs." Virtually all of Europe's socialized medicine is afflicted with rising costs, underfunding, bureaucratic ineptness, decline in quality care, overusage, personnel and facility shortages, and lack of capital for scientific modernization. In England, they've resorted to cutbacks and sweeping reforms. Still, a senior official says, quote, "Yes, we've gone too far. Waits for medical service are growing longer. Fees have doubled." An English sociologist says medical nursing and paramedic personnel, most of whom enthusiastically accepted the challenge of British National Health Service and enthusiastically tried to treat patients as patients, are now soured, disenchanted, and militantly organized in their own special interest. Public administrators override the independence of professional medical opinion. Progress raises expectations which can't be fulfilled. The best professionals are few in number, therefore it's impossible for more than a few to receive the best care. The latest scientific techniques rest upon expensive equipment, therefore only a few enjoy its benefits. End quote. Then came this telling line, quote, "Neither socialized nor private medicine can change these basic facts, but socialized medicine induces the belief that it can." A year or so ago, the people of Sweden voted Karl Marx out after 40 years of socialism. Maybe this statement by a Swedish official explains why. It sounds a little like England. Waits for medical service are growing longer, fees have doubled, the new hospital in Stockholm stands half completed for lack of funds, doctors leave the country in the summer to escape confiscatory taxes, the income tax rate at $33,000 of earnings is 102%. Alcoholism, drug addiction, VD, mental illness, and suicide rank among the highest anywhere. Is there anything in these comparisons to make us want to imitate any of them? As I've said before, you can't socialize the doctors without socializing the patient. Isn't it time we as patients gave the doctors a hand in their fight to keep medicine out of government's hands? This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan, in his own voice, brought to you by K-Brush Concrete. Anything to do with concrete, from a 5x5 walkway to a 500,000 square foot foundation. Call 423-4033.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
And folks, this is Darcia Stebbins sitting in for Al Fonzie, and it is Old Home Week here at KPRL. And Kevin is actually in studio. We don't always get to have his presence here. And we were laughing about some of the things that came on over the Christmas holiday. And you know, I think the air and what I feel going into 2025, I mean, 2024 was one heck of a year. And at the beginning of the year, there were several of us, especially in the election and election integrity side, that were just, you know, this is going to be we've got two elections between the primary election and the general election that are going to set the course for the rest of the future of the United States of America. And it was really about what truth can be revealed. And what we just kept saying, what has been hidden will be revealed. And I believe that that has happened, even though we know that in our county and in our state that we have some serious issues with elections. And I'd like to go into that maybe in the 1 o'clock hour, talking a little bit more about the state of California and some of the issues that are going on with regard to other counties' elections and why that means such has such an impact on our country and our nation. So we look back to our founding fathers who created a document, who actually the Declaration of Independence is one of the greatest documents, saying we do not have to have a tyrant. It is our right, is our duty to throw off the tyrant. And I think it was Socrates 2,000 years ago, plus years ago, that was talking about democracy and how democracies work and how they inevitably end up in tyranny. And so I also wanted to, while we're talking about that, just to lighten, I feel like there's a little bit of wind at our back, where we look and we've seen truth and we've seen lies, and using discernment that we can look at things and possibly with a sense of humor. It to me, through my lifetime, it was a gift from my father, but humor and a sense of humor and just being able to even laugh at yourself and laugh at your situation, it completely relaxes you and helps you think. And you know that state of a passion, anger, and it's harder to think clearly when you're in that adrenaline rush. But I have I brought along some corny jokes, and if you call in, I'd love to have you call in. And if you call in and you have a corny joke, it's an extra credit bonus. So I'd like for us to be able to just close out part of the year with just some humor. And I actually have a clip of one that my husband showed me that was about a woman that pranked her husband. And is that ready, Kevin? Okay. She pranked her husband with Christmas gas. I think it's gone viral, so maybe some of you have heard it. But where it's just, you can look at something and be able to laugh, and it's just a good belly laugh, and everyone kind of takes a smile, and I tell you what, a couple smiles a day and you feel much better about the whole day. So we've been in some serious, heavy corruption, you know, don't believe your lying eyes. And I feel like now I want people to just say, okay, it's a time to dig in, but we have some wind at our back. We have Donald Trump who's going in saying that he's going to be able to, on day one, take some initiatives that are long overdue. So here's the Christmas gas. This is I'll set it up, a husband-wife. The wife is calling her husband, and we'll go from there.
Hello?
Hey, it's Hannah.
Hey.
We have a problem.
What is it?
I stopped and got gas on the way to work today, and they're out, like some of the crew guys are out there looking at my car now, but they had like a special, or I don't really know what was going on, but I had to use the Christmas gas to get gas because the other ones had like bags on them, and my car is like sputtering so bad, like it barely made it to work.
You had to use the what now?
The Christmas gas.
Don't play with me.
What are you talking about?
Do not play with me, Adam.
Why?
What do you mean the Christmas gas?
The green, it was a green handle instead of black.
I'll kill you for real. You better go run that car off the bridge somewhere if you did that.
What do you mean?
You better go run it off the bridge somewhere.
Well, it still made it somehow from Loves to... What was wrong with it? What, are you mad?
You better find a way to total it, is all I'm telling you. Because it's ruined.
No, it's not. They're fixing it right now.
No, they're not.
Are you mad?
Don't talk to me.
Are you being for real?
Are you being for real?
What? I thought it was for the season.
I ain't doing this with you today. I ain't doing this.
What do you want me to do now, though? For real? Because my car was like, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Yeah, they run it off a bridge. I don't know. You got to total it. Total it out.
Ugh, you're not helping me at all. It was a simple mistake.
There's no help in you. You ruined your car. You put diesel.
Diesel?
Put
gas burner. No, no, no. I got this at the gas pump.
Yeah, it's the diesel. The green handle is diesel. So, you know what? Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
All right. So, you know, I can appreciate because, you know, if you're not from an area that has tractors, that has, you know, the diesel engines and the trucks and, you know, you have a shovel and a shotgun and their tools, you're not out against gangs. You're out on property, and a shovel and a shotgun are your tools and your truck. And so anyway, I just had to appreciate the humor because you have a time of Christmas where there's family, and I'm sure lots of you had interesting family groups together and politics and all the things you're not supposed to discuss. And I'm here to say it's time that we discuss these things. I know on KPRL and the listeners on KPRL are just an amazing, amazing family. And I so appreciate being able to turn on the radio in the morning and listen to the community and what's going on, and people who actually can think critically and who have, in from whatever walk of life that they have throughout their lifetime, they have learned knowledge and wisdom and know that we're in a place that is pretty serious, and yet being able to have some humor and be able to lift everyone's load by making it a little bit lighter. So that's why I thought about today. And I know Alfonsi's away with his family, and it is a time where we can be with family. I say, let's talk about religion. Let's talk about politics. Let's talk about all the things that we have been censored, and we have even our health, military, all of the things, our government, when we can look at something and know that it's not right. And I encourage every single one of you to be able to sit up, stand up, and take a stand, because if we don't stand now, we won't be able to later. So I just say, this is our time. We need to speak the truth, be clear about the truth. And even if people are trying to back you into a corner and have you be a conspiracy theorist, well, you know, I have about 3 or 4 years of being a conspiracy theorist, but I'm right there with Senator Kennedy from the great state of Louisiana, where he said, you know, we're going to need to come up with some new conspiracy theories because all the old ones have come true. And that's exactly what's happening. So I know that most of you have seen more in the last 3 or 4 years. Thank God for COVID, I say, because it kind of peeled away the scales from our eyes, and you start realizing that you've been lied to in a lot of different ways. So today is kind of a coming clean, maybe, and just a time for anyone to call in. It's a call-in show. Call in, talk about what you want to talk about. Of course, I have some elections information for you and some updates and some pretty serious stuff that's going on right now. But I think it's all in a positive in expose, if you want to call it that way, but where these things that have been hidden, have been repressed, have been censored, are all coming to light. We knew that there were issues. You know, why would you have a system where you don't have any voter ID? Why would you have a system where the voter rolls, you know, you can't go to any one location? It's a digital file that comes from the Secretary of State. Why would we have a system like that so that it's not secure? And why would we have machines counting that you can't open up the machine? You can't look at the source code. You're not, I mean, it's a federal crime to look closely enough to be able to determine whether or not something has been counted accurately. So I do have lots of information there. We will, like I said, cover it more than the 1 o'clock hour. But I would love to have people call in and just, if there's something that you were grateful for, there's something you were thankful for. I know I got something for Christmas that I'm pretty sure there's not a single one of you that asked for it. And I received that and it made my Christmas. So maybe by the end of the hour, we can even guess to see if you can figure out what it is. But my husband and my brother and my sons are about the only ones that know exactly what it is. Anyway, it's not your usual Christmas request, I'll put it that way. But it has a very functional, useful purpose. And corny jokes, I can lead off with a couple of these. And then I even have some year-end. I'm not giving legal advice and I'm not giving tax advice, but I do have some information for people. And maybe we'll just go into it right now. As for the beneficial ownership interest reporting that you have to do for any entity, and we'll go into that in just a minute. We have a call. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hey, Darsha. It's Lene. How are you doing?
Hi, Lene. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, I just have to tell you, when I started dating my husband, we'd only been dating for maybe, 3 or 4 months. He let me take his truck to Costco, and he said, hey, fill up my truck at J.B. Doerr's while you're down there. And he had given me a card, you know, to go to J.B. Doerr. And I went there, and I filled up his truck for him, and then I drove to Costco. And by the time I got to Costco, his truck was sputtering and making all this noise. And guess what? I put gas in his diesel truck.
Well, I think the good news is that gas in the diesel is maybe irrecoverable.
It was $20,000.
Oh no!
To repair the engine because I'd driven it for a while from there.
How long had you been married?
Thank God he didn't run the other direction. But here's the good
first
news.
Test.
And people should know this. Our insurance covered it. Our auto insurance covered it. I guess it happens to people. It's a thing. So your auto insurance most likely covers that mistake. And we didn't know it. Somebody told me. I was confessing it to somebody, and I felt so bad and awful. And then somebody said, call your auto insurance. And sure enough, they covered it. So all he had to pay was a $500 deductible, thank goodness, so he could keep me and the truck.
So I'm wondering what the rider is called when your wife fills up the gas tank with gas instead of diesel, rider?
Yeah, something. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, but it was, oh, man, it was one of those things. And then I would run into random people that knew him and said,
oh no.
I heard you, did that to Greg's truck. And I'm like, oh, man, did you have to tell everybody? He told everyone.
Well, he just didn't want it to have that happen to them, that's all.
No. He just thinks he is making fun of me. He thinks it's funny. He thinks I'm a dumb blonde. So, anyhow.
Well, thank you for sharing.
Share that with you. Yeah.
And I did appreciate that when she was doing this, there's actually a video, and she does a really pretty good job of keeping a straight face throughout.
That's
but
funny.
You can congratulate him. He passed the test. All right, Lene, take care.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
And we'll be back in just about 2 minutes after the break.
Customer after customer has great things to say about the work performed by Davis Body Shop. So we ask Barbara H., after your accident, were you satisfied with the workmanship of Davis Body Shop?
So we had an excellent experience at Davis Body Shop. The staff is very professional and took us through all the paperwork with both our insurance and the other party's insurance. They kept us updated with the progress, you know, with email and phone, and came in on time and under the estimate. The repair job was excellent, and they detailed our car so that it looked like new when we picked it up. They even scheduled our rental car with Enterprise and walked us over to get it next door at the Atascadero location. Top-notch service.
Trusted by more North County residents than any other body shop. Davis Body Shop on El Camino Real, Atascadero, and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet. The county's most experienced, locally owned body shop. See them for a free, no-obligation estimate.
Garage door jamming? Time to call Hammond.
Hammond Overhead Door Company has known for over 50 years that you have a choice when it comes to garage door services. That's why they utilize only the finest garage door materials and equipment, and their fleet of fully equipped service vehicles are ready to serve your maintenance and repair needs quickly and efficiently. Hammond Overhead Door Company. Call 238-0524 or go to HammondOverheadDoor.com.
Garage door jamming? Time to call Hammond.
And we're back from our break. And it's Darcia Stebbins sitting in for Al Fonzi. And okay, and then we thought we had a call coming in, but here we are. Darcia Stebbins sitting in for Al Fonzi. It's Friday afternoon and after Christmas, Hanukkah. So we're calling in with maybe confessions, but just trying to keep it a little bit light. And we'll incorporate some of these corny jokes and thought it might be kind of fun. I didn't ask Lene if she had a corny joke for us, but I think she did have a confession that was a pretty good one. I did want to mention, I started in on the beneficial ownership information because that is something that came up. It's come up actually about 10, 15 years ago. And they've been trying to get it through and trying to get it through. Well, this is where business entities, corporations, S corporations, LLCs, a limited partnership, essentially anything that has to report or have formation or organization documents with the Secretary of State, not just California. This is nationwide, even if you have foreign corporations, that you're required now to register with FinCEN, and that's FINCEN. So the FIN is for financial, and then the CEN is Crimes Enforcement Network. So they're taking it very seriously. Penalties can be $10,000. And if it's willful, and jail time, and $591 a day. What it entails is that the beneficial owners, which can be control, it can be, again, I'm not practicing law. This is not giving legal advice. I'm letting people know that this is out there and that there's a deadline that has been extended to January 13th. So if you are a 25% or more owner of corporations, S corporations, LLCs, LLPs, etc., that you are to register with FinCEN.gov, and it's a pretty simple, straightforward form. The thing is, it's a lot of disclosure. It is your driver's license information or your passport, and the key thing is that anytime any of that information changes, you have to update your FinCEN.gov form and scan in the new documents. And even if you have renewed your passport, if you've renewed your driver's license and you have a new due date. So that's the key part, is that this is an initial filing and it's a reporting. It's not an annual reporting. It's at every time you have an update to your personal information, change of address, a driver's license expiration date change. Trying to think what else might be on there. But if any information changes, and my understanding is this is, it's one of their ways of having it be a driver of funds coming into the federal government. But it is actually under the U.S. Treasury. And there was a court case in the 5th District, I believe, in Texas, where they had an injunction that said, no, this is onerous. There are millions and millions of companies out there that may not be aware of this registration. I know that there were a couple times, I think Barry had someone on earlier in the year, but this is a fairly new requirement, but the penalties are onerous. If you've had a corporation prior to 2024, you are required now. The injunction was stayed. So the court case, it's on appeal, but while it's on appeal, they've given their preliminary judgment. The court has and said, well, we think it will go through anyway. So they've given people, instead of December 31st as the compliance date, it's now been extended to January 13th. So you can go on the FinCEN, FinCEN.gov website, and perhaps your accountant, CPA attorneys have already mentioned it to you. You got to get up and do it, because this is one where they'll have a heyday trying to get $591 of penalties every day that it's late or you didn't comply, and that if they can find that it's willful, it's even worse. So at some point, we're likely going to have to do it. I was letting my clients know that they weren't required to at that point. This was earlier in December, but now it is January 13th as the final day. Really, you just need to have your driver's license or a passport form of identification to be able to substantiate. You have to scan that in, upload it to the website. So I thought I'd mention that. And ownership interest, again, that could be a board of directors if substantial control, and what they're defining as 25% ownership interest of equity stock, voting rights, etc. It does have some videos on the website, pretty straightforward. My guess is you might have heard about it, but if you've done a legal Zoom to create your own LLC, if it's a legal entity, including single member LLCs, my understanding is we're recommending that people go ahead and do the reporting. And I'm a person that I don't like to give out information unless we're absolutely required to do that. And one way to look at it is, well, it is out there anyway, but wanted to give people an update on that. And we have a call coming in, and we'll just have a short amount of time. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Darcia.
Real quickly, you have a joke?
I do, but I'll take the answer off the air. What do you call a bear who's missing an ear?
I happen to know that one.
Oh.
I think okay. I might have told you. All right. Huh? I'll let people think about it.
Okay.
B.
Bye.
That was my answer. B. All right. I'll have one back for you. You can listen off the air. What do you call a bear that's missing its teeth? A gummy bear. All right. With that, we're up to the top of the hour. Thank you for your calls. And we will be discussing some elections and some things going on in our county and our state and how significant that is. I hope that someone from New California will be calling in and have an update. Thanks so much. We'll be back at the, it'll be about 108, 110, something about that.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.